This is the Don and Mike Show. God damn it. 23 years of farts and memories. The Don and Mike Show.
Dude Walker, the best. And I challenge you to hear this song and not think about the Don and Mike Show.
I always will.
We are playing some of our favorite memories over the last 23 years of the Don and Mike Show. Don has accelerated his retirement plan. Friday will be his last show.
Don't miss it.
Do not miss it. And do not miss the shows leading up, because Buzz and I will be here playing you some really exciting stuff, stuff that has not aired in years, and I think a lot of surprises for all of you. Buzz.
We're enjoying hearing this stuff. And I mentioned earlier at the top of the show that we all felt as though we grew up with the Don and Mike Show, but the guy who really represented that, who embodied the growing up with the Don and Mike Show, was Don's son, Bart.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's even when I started, he was but a wee small kid.
Yeah, a lot of people.
And then now I've babysit for him, and and now I've drank with him.
He's a grown man
he
now.
He is a grown man. This takes us back to right before he started college. His senior project actually was doing sort of like an intern thing here on the Don and Mike Show. By my math, this is probably about five and a half years ago.
Okay.
And it's funny because, you know, dads and kids, they bust heads sometimes. And here's Don V. Bart, some of our favorite memories on the best of Don and Mike.
So I said to him, tell you what, for Christmas, I'll just buy you an Xbox. I'll buy another Xbox for Christmas.
Hi.
And we'll put it downstairs. He just walked by the window. I forgot he's here today.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll buy you an Xbox and I'll put it downstairs. He said, no, you know what, I really don't want it.
Stuff? Did you bring it back?
I said, well, okay. Then I tell
I'll
you what,
put it in my put it in my
you got $200 on a gift certificate with me.
Okay, they're happy.
Whenever you really
get
in a bind, I give you $200. So we had a prom 2 weeks ago, and he said, hey, Dad, you remember that Xbox promise? And I went, yeah. He said, can I have $100 of that money now to take my girlfriend out to dinner? Right. So I said, sure. That was for her prom. Now, his prom is this weekend. So, of course, on Friday, he said, Dad, do you remember your Xbox promise?
Right.
And I said, yes, I do. And I gave him another $100 to take his girlfriend out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not until Sunday when I'm on the phone discussing with him the great time that he had at his prom on Saturday night. I said, where'd you go out to dinner? And he said, we went to a friend's house.
They noticed how much happier John's voice sounded.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I gave you $100.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, but I got to use some of that money to send flowers to the friend's mom that made dinner. I said, wait. Why did I give you the $100? I gave you the $100 for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I know I told you. And I said, well, I don't think. No, come on in here. If you think I'm wrong, come in here. Now, I have the luxury of him being here today. Mm-hmm. Now, we got to keep this brief, though, because I had not planned for this segment to go like this, but he's here. Anyway, howdy, bud. Hi.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Point Counterpoint.
Hi there.
Hi.
Would you like to, what have I gotten wrong about this discussion? Anything?
I couldn't hear because the delay changes, but I don't think anything.
Okay, here's what I was just saying. Well, first I want to say, and you know I've mentioned this.
So he's agreeing with you. So I've got it all wrong. This is not point counterpoint. He agrees with you.
No, that he's a wonderful kid, and I love the fact that you called me all the time on prom night.
Well, let me get a few things straight. My dad says I basically stole $100 from him.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not saying you stole.
No, but I misled you, you're saying.
Yes.
I didn't know until that night I was going there, or the day before. And also,
hold on, if you didn't know till the day before, why on Friday morning did you come in my office?
Because it was still a chance, and I still need money. I still need money to get a corsage.
I had a post-it note out where I'd written myself a note.
I'm even going to pack my stuff up.
Get $100 for Bart from ATM.
Pop, would you rather I've asked for $40 for a corsage and say I still have $60 on credit with you?
He'll be right back.
Yeah, because I got the feeling you're BSing me. Because
how am I BSing you if I'm going to get the money in a week from now? Or today.
Because you told me you needed the $100 to go out to dinner, which was the credit from the Xbox and the promise.
As an observer, can I just bring up as sort of an arbiter here, because I'm listening to both sides. When you made the deal about the Xbox,
it's all online.
That when he needed the money, he'd get
$200.
$200.
Because it wasn't a Christmas present then.
But basically, it would be determined on need, or would it be determined on, you know, if he just said he needed the money?
Well,
how did that work?
Who defines the need? Because I should.
That's my question.
I said on gift certificate. And here's the only thing. I don't even mind that I gave you the $100. I mind the fact that I gave it to you and you never said to me, oh, incidentally, I'm going to dinner at Kyle's house.
What do you care? What does it matter?
Okay, here's what it matters. It's money that I'm giving you
right.
that, incidentally, Mom busts my balls about. Because, you know, Mom's got that whole thing about don't give him a dime unless he works for
it. I'm just saying that what's the difference if you give it to me on Friday just, and I don't use it, or you give it to me on Monday and I go out to the movies?
Okay, also, Mom busts my balls about this.
Oh, that kid.
You owe us money already. You still owe us money.
Yeah.
You owe Mom and I money. Mom says to me, why are you giving him money when he owes us money?
You've probably chosen
Listen, it's like, you know, I can't break a promise to him. And the only promise I ever broke was...
I say go for it, Cam.
Right? That NBA game?
Right, right.
That's the only promise I've ever broken my whole life to my son.
That's a pretty damn good track record.
Whenever I tell him we're going to do something,
not
we do
that
it.
That might be too extreme.
Hey, but that's all teenager. That's normal, that's what he says.
So anyway.
On your part. Don't.
I just.
Don't,
I think you're both right to a certain extent. I think that, you know, Bart, you know, you made a deal that he gets that $100 when he needs it. It's his call as to when he needs it. I also think that to a certain extent, him coming to you and saying, I need this for dinner is somewhat false pretense.
Here's the only thing that flew up my
mind. Let me tell you something. When you take, I can look at both of these guys because it's a hello chip, hello block, you know, and
right.
I will tell you right now, when you do that, when you take both sides with these two guys, there's nobody who's going to win.
Here's the only thing.
Let me just say one thing.
Wait. Go ahead.
That has a plan for everybody.
I don't think that I would have been able to go to dinner on that money, only because I still...
Why?
I had a little bit from last week, but it would have been harder only because I had to spend $40 on a corsage, and then I had to spend $25 on parking.
Here's the only thing. Here's all I needed from you, and I would have been cool with it. You just would have said to me when I asked you how the prom went.
It's too late now. How can I fix it?
But just for future reference,
was a freshman.
When I'd asked you how the prom went, all I would need, and I would never have even, and I'm not, it's not that I'm even pissed. It was just, I just feel bad. We would have just said, oh, incidentally, that $100 you gave me, I didn't have to use it on dinner. Because
I would have said that, but I didn't think you cared. I told you where I went for dinner. It's not like...
You told me where you went for dinner after the fact.
But you just said you would have felt better if after the fact I said, I'm sorry. I didn't know I had to say I'm sorry.
No, before the fact. But they're being even nice before the fact. Because if you knew on Thursday or Friday, then why did you come in and have me write on that post-it note?
Because I knew I'd still need money.
Anyway... And why are you so nice to other people?
I'm sorry. I'll start being mean to everyone.
No. Don't be mean to everybody. Just be nicer to Mom and I.
I try and you say I'm faking it. No, I fake it with many people.
With Mom? Now that's a separate deal with Mom.
No, because it's not with Rob and Carrie, because they're my true friends, but...
Right, because they don't ever tell you what to do, and they don't, you know, ask you what time you're coming in and do all the parent stuff.
But from what I've heard about Rob in your house, Rob's usually in a pretty good mood when he's in your house.
He is.
Very agreeable.
Rob is very...
Whatever.
You know I'm just busting your balls.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm just busting your balls. Yeah. I'm just saying that in the big scheme, and I said the first part was the true part. That, and I told you this also in private, and I'll say it on the radio too. I'm proud to have a son who tells me if he's going to go to his prom and he's not going to get bombed, that he doesn't, that he called me to tell me he arrived at the prom, called me to tell me that he won this money in the middle of the night, which I was cool with, then called me at 6 a.m. to say, hey, I'm not drunk, and I'm going to come home now rather than sleep with my friends. Didn't I tell you how proud I was of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really am. But it doesn't mean that I can't think I'm being played a little bit on this money thing.
I don't think you're getting played at all.
No. Anyway. So that was that. And then, you know, you got the whole thing with, you know, the teenager, just general teenager behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Just that he's so nice to other people. Yet, and even I've said to you on occasion, why every time I ask you a simple question like, where are you going or what are you doing or what are your plans today?
Because it's never a simple question.
Your tone is always as if I've asked you, how do you think we're going to find peace in Iraq? Your tone is always...
It's never a simple question. It's, so what are you doing? Oh, I'm going to go play Papa. Where? When? With who?
Okay, hello, called being a parent.
I know, I understand that, but you just say it like it's a simple question.
Well, it is a simple question.
No, it's like 20 simple questions.
Where are you going? Putt-putt. Okay, you go to Pennsylvania to play putt-putt. I just want to...
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to just hop in the car and go to Pennsylvania to play putt-putt.
How many times have you told me you're 18?
Many times.
Okay.
How many times have I ever gone to a road trip on Pennsylvania and forgot to mention it?
Never. Of which I give you credit for. But it doesn't mean that I'm still not going to want to ask these questions. And that mom's not going to want to ask these questions.
Right, but what does it matter?
It matters because we love you, and you are our son.
But I still don't understand why you have to know exactly where I'm going to be.
And I give you, God damn it, Bart, I give you leeway. You know I do.
I know.
Now, how many times I told you, really, is there a dad you know who cares, who's more hands-off than I am? Really?
Also,
who cares? You have to.
I don't know if they care.
Okay. Like that one dad we were talking about, and I'm not going to say any names.
But I won't, I promise.
Okay. You give me the but.
Yeah. Okay.
I would not be like that dad.
Dealt with, I mean, I've not put any best stuff together with her.
Disappoint.
Since she
pardon me?
You disappoint.
Because I said that?
Because you won't be.
You're right.
Because I won't be like that dad. Well, I'm sorry. I won't. I'm going to be the way that I am. And I think that that's the reason
you'll thank
you are.
Him later.
I could make you cry with the simple comment, but I'll stay away.
You'll thank him later.
Go ahead.
Well, I would have.
Go ahead. What?
You should try to make our times happier together. I'm only going to be here for 3 months. Less than that.
There. That's
after that, it's only going to be holidays.
That sounds normal too.
Heck, even if I come back then.
That's something you're hearing from me too. Haven't I said that to you as well? You're only going to be in this house for 3 more months.
And do you know how I respond every time?
You say, yes, I know. I'm only going to be here for 3 more months.
No.
You have to keep saying it to me over and over again.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Honestly, I say, yes, I am.
Yeah, I know. So I said, for the next 3 months, just cut me, and not even me so much, just cut mom some slack.
Okay.
Just cut mom some slack.
Go ahead and make my 2 months trying. See how often I come back.
See, man. Now he's doing shtick.
Of course. But he does this off the air, too.
He's interviewing.
Anyway.
He's a good kid. That's what
he's doing. He's a great kid. He's beyond
a
great kid.
Who really did win Village
Idiot. He just got his nice little scam deals going. That he got his $100 for me. And then he won 200 more bucks. And it's just more reason that he's not going to have to go get a job this summer.
No, I can, but I can't when I have this. And then I have graduation. Then I have beach week. After beach week, I'm working.
See, there's the priority now. He has to be here to do his senior project,
right?
Which he couldn't do before.
No. This has been a plan since winter, the beach week.
I know beach week's important with the seniors, but if your beach week is June 7th to June 14th, and you start at Clemson on August 17th. Or is it August 7th?
I should be running the board.
I think it's the 7th.
I don't know. That's 2 months.
Okay. No, it's not even 2 months. It's like 6 weeks.
And
so you're going to get a job for 6 weeks?
Yeah. Okay, I won't get a job for 6 weeks.
There you go.
Problem solved.
That's it. Problem solved.
Is that what you want me to say? Okay, no job at all.
No, you know I want you to get a job. Because you're going to realize when you get down
It's been a plan since December to go to beach week. So,
and I don't want you not to. You're not going to miss
that
beach week.
Out of the equation, then, when am I supposed to have been working? I have physical therapy, and I have to be with Jackie in the morning, and then I have this in the afternoon.
Okay, here's the thing. And this is the discussion I have with you all the time. Even with your physical therapy, because you had your shoulder surgery, and because you are doing your senior project here at work, and because you're doing this, he's working out with a personal trainer.
Because of his shoulder.
Mm-hmm. He's doing all of this stuff. Still, you're finding time. God, I really sound like a parent here. But you managed to find time to sit on your ass and watch Punk'd and watch Total Request or whatever it is you watch. And to see your gal pal, the Ball and Chain.
If I can get a job where I can work on weeknights from 8 to midnight every night, then I would take it. But I don't think I'm going to find that job.
And see, that's where you're wrong.
There are many franchises around here that would have an opening for that time.
For and four I've, hours?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, they were just.
Yes, they would. Yes. Do you know, he sat through this lecture how many times? How old was I when I had my first job?
I don't know.
Come on, you know.
13, 12, 10.
12.
5.
Before I got into radio. Before I got into radio, what did I do before I got into radio? I worked at Burger Chef. And I lied about my age on the employment thing because they wouldn't let you work there when you're 12. You know why I worked? Because I wanted a bicycle.
You worked. Wait a minute. You worked at Burger Chef when you were
12.
Wow. 12 years old?
A wow. fact. And I lied on the sheet and said I was 15.
Really wow.
Because my dad, because I wanted a bike, and my dad said, "You want a bike? You get off your ass and
you
get a job."
When you were 12.
Okay, you've said you want. Whatever I do with my money, you get off your ass and get a job. Okay, I might.
He might.
All right. I love you.
Love you, too.
Now, can this be true? Do you remember a preschool teacher named Marg or Margaret?
I don't remember any preschool teachers.
Hold on. Let me see. Hello?
Hi, Don?
Yes.
Hi, this is Marg. I was Bart's preschool teacher.
At what school?
Epworth.
Oh, that's true. You did go to Epworth.
I don't know where I went to preschool. No, it's up to you, Dad, because from before 6, I'm...
Yeah, no, I know you don't remember. Well, listen, hi, nice to hear from you.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that as a 4-year-old, Bart was a wonderful child, and I'm sure he still is. And he's just a typical teenager.
I know, so, honey. I know, honey. It doesn't mean I can't be frustrated.
You too. This is, be nice to this lady who calls, who remembers that he yeah. was both of you. Be I'm nice to the old nice. Lady who's calling. Come on now.
Come on, boy. It's got me a break. I'm not
remember.
An old lady.
All right, well, sorry. Now I'm calling.
After you called her an old lady,
all right, I was trying to help out here.
Well, she was
trying to be Mr.
Teacher.
Helper.
Listen, thank you very much, Martin.
Maybe what you say about Bart being nice to... other people, maybe that's not true after all, but at least as a 4-year-old, he was terribly nice.
He's nice,
very
to
polite.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice?
It is nice.
What do you say,
thank
now,
you.
Say thank you.
Very thank nice. You.
There you
oh,
go.
Thank okay.
You. Thank you for calling. Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.
Oh, God. You too.
Jesus. Yeah. Looking at these two together.
Which two?
Both of you.
What, me and
Daddy Bart? And Sonny.
Chip and Block.
Sweet little old lady calls to say he was in here like, who are you?
Okay.
I don't remember. Go away.
All right, I love you. Get out of here. You're only going to be here till when?
I don't know.
Was it Friday? You graduate a week from Friday, so you when are you going to wind up the senior project?
Oh, I don't know. I think Friday.
See?
I think Friday is my last.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You know, and I know your dad feels the same way, Barb, but it's been fun having you around. It has been amusing. It's been really a trip down every emotional lane you can imagine. It really has.
Really got a break because I've really effed us on the time, and I apologize, Mike.
Don't apologize to me. You apologize to that preschool teacher.
Her? Yeah. All right, honey.
He was a wonderful boy. Okay.
Thanks for calling, whatever. Yeah. We'll be right back.